Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has used a visit to Thailand to personally raise Australia's concerns about the legal situation of refugee and Australian resident Hakeem Al-Arabi, who's been languishing in a Thai prison for around 6 weeks now. The former Bahraini national soccer player has refugee status in Australia and was advised by Australian officials that it was safe for him to travel. But he was detained while on holiday in Thailand at the request of Bahrain. What progress, if any, has Senator Payne made in Mr. Al-Arabi's case? Well, political reporter Alexandra Beach has been watching a media conference that Senator Payne has given this evening. Alex, what has the minister had to say about Hakeem Al-Arabi?
Linda, Senator Payne said she'd had very productive discussions with the Thai Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister. They did cover a range of topics on top of this, like cybersecurity. But of course, she raised Australia's concerns about Hakeem Al-Arabi. She says the Thai government is keenly aware of how important this matter is to Australia. But legal proceedings are obviously underway. Mr. Al-Arabi is in remand for 60 days and he isn't halfway through that period yet. So she says Australia will continue to be in very close contact with the Thai authorities about this matter over the next few weeks and potentially further. Here's a little bit of what she had to say.
Mr. Al-Arabi has been visited on a number of occasions by officials here from our embassy, and we are engaging with his legal team as appropriate. We are, as I've said, very concerned about his detention, very concerned about any potential for return of Mr. Al-Arabi to Bahrain, and I have reiterated those concerns to both ministers.
Now, this is along the lines of what we expected Senator Payne to say today, because while Mr. Al-Arabi has said he fears being tortured and killed if he is sent back to Bahrain, this is a sensitive diplomatic issue and it could still take another few weeks or months of the governments involved working behind the scenes to get an outcome here.
Now, the football community has also rallied around Mr. Al-Arabi. What have they had to say today, Alex?
Yeah, well, he plays in the Victorian Premier League and the football community has been very strong in its support for him. That support's ramped up today given Maurice Payne's trip to Thailand. Australia's Football Federation had previously been criticised for not speaking about this case quickly enough, but today it released a statement saying that it's written to the Thai ambassador to Australia. FIFA also weighed in again calling for his return to Australia, and former Socceroo Craig Foster joined a group of Mr. Al-Arabi's supporters at the Sydney Opera House. Here was what he had to say.
Tonight, Bahrain are playing against UAE in the Asian Cup. Particularly on this moment then, when his own national team is playing, and if not incarcerated and tortured back in 2012 following the Arab Spring, where Hakeem would be playing tonight. He'd be representing Bahrain against Thailand. He's only 25 years of age. And when all of this occurred, he was only 18 years old.
Craig Foster there. And any word, Alex, from Senator Payne on the progress of Saudi teen Rahaf Al-Qunun's case?
Well, it was uncanny timing for this trip to Thailand for Senator Payne, given the way that Ms. Al-Qunun's case has unfolded over recent days. So she says she took the opportunity to acknowledge that Thailand acted in a constructive way on that case because it referred Ms. Al-Qunun's situation to the UN Refugee Agency rather than just sending her back home. Since then, she has been found to be a legitimate refugee and it's now up to Australia to decide whether it grants her a humanitarian visa. Things are moving faster than they would for many asylum seekers already in her case, but Senator Payne echoed what the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has previously said, that the process is underway, but there are certain steps that are required here and they will be followed.
Okay, thanks very much, Alex. Alexandra Beach, our reporter in Canberra.